A report published this lunchtime highlights the lack of places for children in need of special intervention. The Special Care Service provides secure therapeutic intervention for young people aged between 11 and 17 who were the subject of a High Court order. The external review says that of 26 registered places, just 14 are currently available. Last month, the High Court was told there was no special care space for a teenage girl who had been threatened by a drugs gang. Last week, the jury at the inquest into the death of teenager Daniel McInaspie recommended an urgent review into child protection and welfare. Our reporter Adele McAllister has been reading this report. As I said, Adele, published just a short time ago. What are the key findings?
Well, one of the key recommendations, Rachel, is that there should be just one centre providing secure care for this group of highly vulnerable children instead of three. And it says that this one place should be a centre of excellence specialising in providing this type of care. Now, the report also says that the three existing units are, as you say, operating significantly below their registered capacity of 26 beds, with only 14 beds in use as of February 2025. And they say that it's this reduced capacity that has resulted in children with High Court orders waiting extended periods for a placement, some up to 7 months. The report stresses the critical role of special care and saying that it represents a profound intervention involving the deprivation of a child's liberty as a measure of last resort. And the review says that special care has drifted from its intended purpose as what should have been a short-term stabilising intervention, and it's becoming a de facto placement option with some children detained for up to 2 years. So it's moving away from its core purpose as a short-term measure for a child. And the report says that this shift is largely due to insufficient onward placements and lack of community-based resources for children that are ready to be discharged.
What other issues are raised?
Well, in addition to the number of places available, Rachel, staffing emerges as a critical challenge, with departure rates exceeding recruitment despite significant efforts. The report says there are high absenteeism rates among those working, and this is often linked to violent incidents. And the review has a number of recommendations to try and improve recruitment. It recommends aligning pay scales with comparable roles at the Oberstown Children's Detention Campus, and that would be in an effort to address staffing and retention issues. In addition to increasing the pay, it proposes greater level of psychological support for staff and a review of rosters to make those roles more attractive. On another issue, the report also raises the broad referral and decision-making process in this area, and it flags the potential of what it says is inappropriate, the risk of inappropriate transfers of high-risk cases from regional to national services without exploring local alternatives. So a more stringent process for referrals and discharges, including regional and inter-agency panels and a national discharge project team is what it's recommending.
How has TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, which has responsibility in this area, how has it responded?
Yeah, TUSLA, who's commissioned this report in publishing it with its statement, it released a statement alongside the report from its chief executive, quoting its chief executive, Kate Duggan, who is welcoming the review and its findings. The statement said that over the past 18 months, they had intensified work to address many of the issues raised. They said they had made sustained and focused efforts to increase awareness of special care roles. This is the staffing that we were talking about, in targeting recruitment campaigns, graduate outreach, looking abroad to hire, and creating a new social work apprentice programme. They also say that they had some progress in recent weeks. They had made progress in this area in recent weeks, and this will assist in increasing their special care capacity to 16 beds by the end of May 2025. That would be up from the current 14.
Adele, thank you very much. Our reporter, Adele McAllister.